Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of Metal Weekly. On the show with us this week, Don Tardy from the band Obituary. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. So happy to have you on the show. Here to talk about Obituary's 9th studio album, Inked in Blood. It's out now. And Don, what's been the biggest advantage that's come from using a Kickstarter campaign to fund an Obituary album?
Well, you know, we just didn't want to be on a, you know, we didn't want a typical contract on any record label, and that's kind of what the future or the history of the band was, and most bands is, you know, you get signed into a record label that wants to basically own the rights to it for almost forever, and we knew we just really wanted to step out of the ballpark and think outside the box and do what we can to own our product more than we have in the past, and really just have a say so on our future. So, you know, the Kickstarter campaign allowed us to raise enough money to actually get this album recorded, mixed, produced, mastered, and in our hands before we even needed help from a record label. And that gave us a lot of power to really negotiate and figure out what we wanted with the future of this record. And Relapse stepped in, and they just knew that we already had final product, that we would simply use their engine to market it and press it and get it distributed throughout the world. And they did a fabulous job so far with their part.
The new Obituary album, Inked in Blood, is out now. They are on the Death to All tour with the Death Tribute Band and a bunch of others. From Inked in Blood, this is Visions in My Head. Full Metal Jackie, Don Tardy of Obituary is our guest on the show, talking about the new album, Inked in Blood. It's out now, and it's the result of several years spent writing songs. How would the album have turned out different if the songs didn't have all that time to develop?
I think, you know, looking back now that it's a completed album, I think it just helped because with so much time in between songs, it seems like each song's got its own feel, its own vibe, its own character. And I think maybe if we had been rushed or had we really tried to push the envelope, they might not have had such individuality. And so, you know, it's a monster album. It's 12 songs on it. It's the longest album we've ever written. And we could not be more excited about it. And each song is just pounding. And we're really stoked at that the responses so far, the fans have been really digging it.
Don Tardy of Obituary is our guest on the show tonight. Quick break still to come. Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit. New music from Bloodbath, Typo Negative, and more. Stick around. Take Me Through the Fire from the new Machine Head album, Bloodstone and Diamonds, which is out now. Full Metal Jackie with Don Tardy of Obituary on the show with us this week. And Obituary is regarded as pioneers of the death metal genre. What aspects of the new album, Inked in Blood, push the envelope of death metal the most?
Well, I don't know. You know, Obituary is there, and we're happy with the style and what we bring to the table. And I think when fans buy Obituary albums, you know, they're looking for that. We don't try to reinvent the wheel. We never would do that. We know that Obituary stands for something solid and that mid-tempo groovy feel that Obituary has. So, you know, we didn't want to step too far out of it. We really wanted to stay true to our roots. But of course, you know, I personally think the band individually gets better with, you know, every year that goes by, every album that we record, everyone seems to get, you know, we find our knack that much more, and that goes to say with this album. This album just seems so much more just catchy and just easy to listen to, and that simple, groovy metal that we're known for, we really found ourselves with this album. And again, we're super excited about these new songs, and we're really looking forward to fans seeing it live and getting their hands on this new album.
Quick break coming up next. Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit and more with our guest, Don Tardy from Obituary. Full Metal Jackie, Don Tardy of the band Obituary is on the show with us. Again, their 9th studio album, Inked in Blood, is out, and the band is on tour here in the U.S. through early December. Don, what part of the process of making Inked in Blood will you remember most 10 or 20 years from now?
Probably the recording process, because we took on this project completely 100% ourselves. So the last couple albums, we tracked it ourselves at our studio, but then we always outsourced it and had someone help mix. This time we just kept our hands on the handlebars and did it ourselves. So probably the recording and the producing of the album is something that the band's super proud of. And it's 100% band member made and band member mixed, and that's probably what's going to stick in my mind, that we actually pulled it off. And we're proud of the end result.
Donald Tardy from Obituary is our guest on the show this week. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from In Flames, and more. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Don Tardy of Obituary. The new album is called Inked in Blood. And Don, what makes the new album and the new guys, Kenny and Terry, in the band, the foundation for Obituary to have lots more years playing and recording?
Yeah, you know, we're very comfortable in our skin, and the writing process and our train of thought when we're writing songs is simple. We don't care what other bands are doing on this planet. We don't care what demands a record label would have or what other things are going on this, you know, on the earth. We simply try and write a song when we start one, to just write the most heavy song we possibly can that we like, because I believe that if we're in love with our songs, I think our fans are going to really dig it, and that's kind of the mindset we have. And, you know, with Terry and Ken on board, they're just, you know, it's a refreshing idea of band members coming in with positive attitude and professionalism. And they brought to the studio, they brought their ideas and their ears. And when me and Trevor were done writing a song, they would listen with us, and they would give us, whether it was maybe you should add something here, or more importantly, to let us know maybe this song doesn't even need to be as long as it is. So it was good to have input from Ken and Terry. And, you know, Ken's solo style is a beautiful blend of a little bit of Alan West meets a little James Murphy. And I think that was missing from Obituary for these last few years. And Ken really brought that back to the table. And I believe that's what fans want. And they're really gonna see the difference with Ken's solo style, that it's back to the roots with us. And it's a good feeling.
Full Metal Jackie with Don Tardy of Obituary on the show. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Full Metal Jackie, Don Tardy of Obituary on the show. Inked in Blood is out now. See them on the road. They'll be out here in the U.S. touring through early December. And Don, what's to come beyond the end of 2014? What's to come for 2015 for Obituary?
It's, you know, it's a really, really bright future. We're as busy as we possibly can be, and we're going to stay that way. We've already confirmed a headlining European tour through January, February, and we're looking to come back through the United States again sometime, hopefully in May, April, May sometime. And then, of course, you know, with the new album always brings the demand of the open-air festivals in Europe. So we have confirmed some of the big ones, Wacken, Hellfest, with Full Force. So we've already confirmed all the way through almost November 2015, believe it or not. So as you can imagine, the world of music and booking shows moves very quickly. So we are going to be a very busy band, and a very happy band to stay busy and bust our butts out here on the road and tour easily this next 18 months. We will be nonstop trying to get everywhere on the planet for the Obituary fans that are looking to see us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it, Don.
I do too. And you know, I'm here just to let the fans know. You know, Obituary just thanks them just for the support, because, you know, even without a fan, I think we would still be playing music, because it is what we love to do, and we're best of friends, and we're having a blast doing it. But knowing that the fans are supporting us like they are, it just makes it that much more sweet, and it drives us that much more. So thank you from the bottom of our metal hearts.